Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyas, Perik, Beis, Mishnah, Vav. Ein Neuten, you can't plant a tree, ve ein Mavrichen. Mavrichen is an interesting procedure. They would take a branch of the tree, explains the Batanura, bend it down, insert it or bury it into the earth, and then a new tree grows from the branch. Now, the branch stays connected to the first tree. But if you do this right, if you can bend it without cracking it, and get it underneath the ground and cover it with earth, it grows roots, a new tree starts to grow, and you can separate it from the original tree. That's if you're allowed to do it. Our Mishnah tells us, Ein noitin, you can't plant a tree, ve'ein mavrichen, you can't do this mavrichen, ve'ein markivin. Markivin is like, you know what it means when it says by the Esrig, that it's bilti morkiv, it's not morkiv? What they would do is, they would make a hole in a tree, and they would take a branch that was cut from another tree, same type of tree, and put it into the hole. So this branch gets nourishment from the new tree. And it's going to give out fruit that's going to be similar to the tree that it came from. Wait a second. I'm not putting together apples and oranges. No, no, no. Apples and apples, or oranges and oranges, same means. So what do I gain out of it? Well, let's say you have a tree that has a low-quality apples, and I want to get a better quality apples, or low-quality oranges, and I want to get better quality oranges. When you do this procedure, you're grafting a branch from another tree that has better oranges or better apples. You're hoping to lift the level of the quality of the fruit. Well, what about taka from an apple tree into an orange tree? No, that you're not allowed to do. That would be klayim. We're talking about the same type of tree. So our Mishnah tells us, normally maybe you would be allowed to do it, but when it gets close to Shemitah, ein noitin, you can't plant a tree, ve'ein mavrichen, again, you can't bend the branch into the earth, so a new branch grows out of ein markivin, you can't do this grafting we just spoke about, to take a branch from one tree, connect it to another tree, Erev Shvius, on Erev Shemitah, if it is pachis mishloishim yayim lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if it's less than 30 days to the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. That's if you touch the words of the Mishnah literally, but the Batanura says from the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. That's not what we mean. We don't mean 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. We mean 30 days before the 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the normal Taisus Shvius is 30 days. Here we're saying 60 days. You see, you can't plant the tree too close to Shemitah. From when you plant until the tree takes root, takes 30 days. I need it to take root before the 30-day period. And that's why the Batanura says, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, Pachis Mishloishim Yom, you can't do it less than 60 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, less than 30 days before the 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah. Zak the Mishnah weiter. V'im, if he was over, v'nota, and he did plant, oy hivrech, or he did pull the branch into the ground, cover it with earth so a new tree starts growing. Oh, hirkev, or he grafted from another tree. Yakar, then pull it out. If someone plants a tree when you weren't allowed to, whether he did it b'mezid or b'shoigeg, he didn't know, you have to take it out. So really, if he did it b'mezid, we punish him. But if he did it b'shoigeg, why do we punish him? It was a mistake. Because we're scared someone's going to see 4 years later he's taking the peiros. Bring it to Yerushalayim, a big simcha, because like we learned on year number 4, you bring the peiros to Yerushalayim, people are going to say, 4 years ago? That means it grew on Shemitah. Oh, it could be you're allowed to grow things on Shemitah. That's what we're scared of. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol harkavah she'eina kiletes l'shloishes yamin. When you graft something, if it doesn't take hold within 3 days, shuveina kiletes, it's not going to take hold anymore. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it doesn't take 30 days. It's either going to happen in 3 days, or it won't happen. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter to graft a tree as long as I am 33 days away from Rosh Hashanah, because I know it's going to take hold before 30 days. A third sheet, they say, any graft, when you graft means putting together the trees, if it doesn't take hold within 2 weeks, it's not going to take hold. So memela, it's us at the plant, or to schlep down the branch into the earth, or graft, less than 2 weeks before the 30-day period. I have to be sure by the time Tosfos Shviyas comes, it took hold already? Fine, so give me 2 weeks before the 30-day period. In other words, 6 weeks before Shemitah. Chazing over our Mishnah. You're not allowed to plant a tree. You're not allowed to pull down the branch into the earth, cover it so something else should grow up. You can't do grafting to take a branch from one tree, connect it to another tree. During the 6 year, unless you have at least 60 days. That's how the Batanur learns. Other Pshatim, that's how the Batanur learns. It's based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Because I need to be sure that it took hold, that this planting is going to work, it connected before the 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah. And being that it could take 30 days, I can't let you do it only up until 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is 30 days before Taisa Shvias. Because I need to make sure that by the time Taisa Shvias comes along, which is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it took hold. The Yehuda says, for these things to work, that attack took hold, it has to be within 3 days. If it doesn't happen within 3 days, it's not going to happen anymore. So you graft a tree, come back and look at it 3 days later. If it didn't take hold, don't sit and wait, because it's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. So you don't have to stop 60 days before. You can stop 33 days before. Because the most that it could take for it to take hold is 3 days. Afterwards, it won't work. So if you do this 33 days before, and you have 3 days until Tais V'Shvius, you're in the clear. It's going to take hold before the 30-day period. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that the period is 2 weeks. So according to them, it's also to plant, or to layer, to schlep down the tree into the ground, or to graft less than 2 weeks before the 30-day period.